presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Mirror World News.
September 2, 4:48 America, New York. Brazil bans underwater exploring over fears discovery of shipwreck would rewrite history. In 1984, Brazil issued a nationwide ban against underwater exploration, after an American archaeologist claimed to have discovered an ancient Roman shipwreck which could rewrite history.
RT World News.
September 2, 4:32 America, New York. Moscow and Kiev had peace deal outline in April, former U.S. presidential advisor reveals. Russia was ready to halt its offensive against Ukraine if it agreed to neutrality, Fiona Hill has said, citing sources.
Mirror World News.
September 2, 4:22 America, New York. Abandoned Romanian village drowned beneath toxic lake of fluorescent yellow sludge. The village inside a valley was used as a dumping ground for a nearby copper mine discovered in 1978 on the orders of the notorious communist leader Nicolae Ceaușescu.
RT World News.
September 2, 3:58 America, New York. G7 seeks to impose price cap on Russian oil, Reuters. According to the media outlet, finance ministers of the club will thrash out restrictions during a virtual meeting on Friday.
BBC News World.
September 2, 3:57 America, New York. Vicky Bowman, UK ex-envoy to Myanmar, handed 1-year jail term. It comes after Ms. Bowman and her spouse were arrested for violating immigration laws.
Washington Post World.
September 2, 3:40 America, New York. Liechtenstein shakes as lawmakers debate quake insurance. Two earthquakes hit Liechtenstein just as lawmakers in the tiny Alpine principality were debating the pros and cons of quake insurance.
Washington Post World.
September 2, 3 o'clock America, New York. In Australia, it's becoming harder to get punched in the face. Traveling boxing troops were once common down under. But today, Fred Brophy's troop is the last of its kind.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
September 2, 3 o'clock America, New York. Death toll from Pakistan floods passes 1,200 as more rain forecast. The death toll from floods in Pakistan has passed 1,200 with more rain forecast over the next few days. Flood victims reach out for food aid while taking refuge on higher ground, following rains and floods during the monsoon season in Jongara village in Saiwan, Pakistan, September 1, 2022.
BBC News World.
September 2, 2:45 America, New York, Myanmar. Aung San Suu Kyi given 3 more years for election fraud. The former opposition leader faces a raft of charges her supporters say are politically motivated.
Washington Post World.
September 2, 2:16 America, New York. UK minister vows wide-ranging support for Australian subs. British International Trade Secretary Anne-Marie Trevelyan has promised wide-ranging support to Australia in developing and maintaining a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines.
New York Times World News.
September 2, 1:43 America, New York. UN inspectors brace for second day of gauging risks at nuclear plant. Experts remaining at the Zaporizhzhia facility may find their options for protecting the region from a disaster are limited. A team of United Nations inspectors before traveling to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine on Thursday.
RT World News. September 2, 1:09 America, New York. Taiwan shoots down unidentified drone. The island's premier strongly implied the drone was Chinese and said Taipei took the appropriate response.
BBC News World.
September 2, 1:06 America, New York. Japanese yen slips to 24-year low against dollar. The U.S. dollar hit a fresh high on strong employment data and the signal of higher interest rates.
New York Times World News.
September 2, 0:30 America, New York. Your Friday briefing. President Biden speaks on democracy. President Biden warned on Thursday against a blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence.
New York Times World News.
September 2, 0:25 America, New York. Behind the scenes of an Afghan-Australian soccer story. The story of a keeper and her teammates, as they fled and found new lives. The Afghan women's soccer team before a game in Melbourne last year.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News. September 2, 0:12 America, New York. Man points handgun in face of Argentina's vice president in attempted assassination. A man has pointed a handgun in the face of Argentina's vice president, in what is being described as an attempted assassination.
Time.
September 1, 2358 America, New York. U.S. calls Iran's response to nuclear talks not constructive. The U.S. called Iran's response to the latest effort to revive the 2015 nuclear accord not constructive, raising questions about whether the two sides can reach a deal that would free more oil for global markets.
Mirror World News.
September 1, 2356 America, New York. Panic as man points gun at ex-Argentinian president on live TV during protest. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who was president of Argentina from 2007 to 2015, had a gun pointed at her as supporters protested against her ongoing corruption trial.